Queer.
Sam, hi.
Hello.
How are you? Sam Netherfield from Cub Sport. Tim Nelson is wrapped up in cotton wool and just literally not able to get to the phone. It's really sad that he's unwell. What's happened?
Yeah, just laying low before the show.
All right.
Yes.
But he's so tiny. That's the problem, you know. He's a tiny skinny boy, Sam, and of course, you know, all these big bugs come up and mug him and knock him over.
All the time.
Thank you very much for spending time chatting to us, because you're halfway through an Australian tour. You've got Brisbane tomorrow night and on Saturday afternoon, both at the Bright Side, and Saturday afternoon is an 18 and under gig, and then you're down to Sydney the following weekend. How's the response been since the big announcement, and was it that big an announcement?
Well, I don't know, I guess. That's up to what people thought beforhand. Not a big announcement for me.
Because, duh, you knew.
No, but it's honestly been incredible. The response has been literally 100% positive, 110% mm-hmm. positive. The sort of outpouring of messages we've been getting from people has been really lovely, very encouraging.
Did you get the, we all knew that?
Actually, no, surprisingly. Mm. I really expected that a bit more. But no, it's just everyone's sort of been very matter-of-fact and not really too phased about it. So, yeah, it's been great.
I have the world's worst gaydar. I had no idea. Seriously, no idea. I mean, when you guys came in March for Brisbane Live Music Week and set up Tim with the keyboard, and that you had to race home and get the power cable, of course, nothing twigged. It's like, why would Sam be going? Anyway, just didn't twig at all. And then Tim's sitting there being all lovely and cute and playing away. I'm just sitting there going, he's playing my favourite song and he's so cute. And of course, this is all wish fulfillment and it's not going ever. It's not true. So, and then bingo. I get an email from your publicist saying, oh, they're doing this. Oh, and by the way, just quietly, not that quietly, of course, because they're really good PR people, Sarah and the team, that, you know, you come out as a couple and you want to make a difference, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I guess you probably wouldn't have known, because at the time it hadn't even been discussed by either of us individually or together. So you were right at the time. A lot has changed very quickly.
What changed, Sam?
It was the tour overseas, so we were away for about 2 months. And I think it was a mixture of being away from, you know, everyday sort of routine in life, and having a lot more time, you know, driving across the States, having many hours to think. And it was around the time of the Orlando attack, as well as finishing this book called A Little Life, which if you haven't read, I would really highly recommend it, by Hanya Yamagahiri. And it's really
David is currently researching that, so we can put that up on our social media.
Yeah, absolutely. It just put a lot of things in perspective for me. And it was, well, maybe like 2 nights after the end of the tour, we just had a chat and we're both on the same page. And that's how it all started.
So the relationship is really new.
Yeah, about 4 months, I think.
And did you, when you both, because, you know, Cub Sport, as it, you know, was Cub Scout before Cub Sport, to get my tongue around the right way. I mean, you've been around for a couple of years, and how long have you and Tim known each other?
Tim and I have known each other maybe since we were about 13. Well, that's when I went to the school that he and Zoe were already at.
Sure.
We probably weren't really friends until we were in a few sort of vocal groups together at school. Maybe.
And again, nothing has ever twigged between the pair of you.
No, not really.
Did either of you know that the other one was gay?
It was not really something we talked about. Just, I don't know, it's never really mattered.
But the glorious thing about this is that you discovered through your work, and you've worked side by side with each other, and it's just been a very natural progression to, well, the next step is. Now, I'm going to say something really weird. I then was looking at all the photos that you have taken as a band over the last couple of years, because firstly when you were a five-piece with Andy and then you became the four-piece, in pretty much all those photos, you and Tim are standing side by side. And I've kind of went, oh, well, it's obvious, yeah, isn't it? But again, it's not as obvious. So there is something in an undercurrent, I suppose, that's rising up that, you know, brings the two of you together.
Yeah, it's definitely formed on a very strong basis of best friendship.
Which is a great way. Well, we're really thrilled to kind of claim you as ours. I mean, we're always wanted to, because ever since you know, Pool, which I've always loved, I thought, if only we could have a queer band like this. Well, guess what? 2016, we finally have.
Here we are.
Tell me about the stuff that you're doing for fundraising and awareness raising with these gigs that you've been doing and will be doing here at the Bright Side on Thursday night and on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, so we're donating $1 from every item of merch sold on this tour, and we're donating it to the Pinnacle Foundation. Mm-hmm. They're a foundation that they provide scholarships for LGBTQI people who are disadvantaged and would otherwise be marginalized in a way that would prevent them from accessing education. And it's something, you know, we all really strongly believe that everyone has or should have an equal opportunity to education, regardless of sexuality or orientation or identity. So, yeah, that was something very important to us that we were able to give back to something. You know?
And that seems to be a thing with the 21st century, and probably more so this decade, that people in the public life, no matter whether they're sport, their arts, music, or any other way of communicating or contributing to the community, actually go out of their way to find ways to make life better for other people. Have you been inspired by anyone else to go down this path, Sam?
Yeah, quite a few people, actually. Colton Haynes is a really incredible activist. Mm. And it really just comes back to being in such a fortunate position to be able to give something back and to actually, you know, use the platform with how, you know, no matter how big or small it is, to do something good. And we absolutely love that we're in a position to be able to do something and give something back to the community.
In a way, I'm looking at Cub Sport now as being Brisbane's answer to the somewhat broken up Scissor Sisters, where the gays outnumbered the straights, which I think is pretty fantastic. In writing the music, and we're going to play two of the songs from your album, This Is Our Vice, Come On and Mess Me Up is just, I think it's just one of the most incredible pop songs of the year. And
thank you.
That is the song that Tim played live for us in Brisbane Live Music Week. Has it got another meaning for you now when you hear that sung by Tim on stage?
Not that particular song, no.
What does?
Well, you might have to wait for album two. But,
okay. So whole album two will be all about the Tim and Sam love story.
Not necessarily just that, but I guess it was written. The last album was written in the majority in 2014.
Sure.
So there are a span of 2 years where quite a lot has happened, obviously, that has formed the inspiration for the songwriting in album two. So I think it will probably play into it, yeah.
Well, Sam, thank you very much for staying up late. and leaving Tim alone and to suffer in silence. But please give him our regards. And I just, again, thank you so much for wanting to be beacons for the community, for being out and proud. You have our full support, and we absolutely love you to bits for what you're doing. If you want to be a part of that support of Tim, Sam and the rest of Cub Sport, see them on Thursday night at Brightside, or 18 and under. So that's a pretty impressive event, Saturday Arvo. It's a youth event, which is fantastic. So
yeah, we love it.
Great. Which means, unfortunately, this time around I can't see you because I have a gig on Thursday night and I'm well and truly past 18.
We'll be back, don't worry.
Well, I hope so, because I want to at least thank you very personally for everything you've done. And these are the two songs that I've chosen, Come On and Mess Me Up, which I've talked about, and then, surprisingly, the song that comes directly after that on the album, I'm On Fire, because it's just somehow says, you know, the passion of what you're doing.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. Sam Netterfield of Cubsport, out proud and love you to bits.